When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
WUNK Southern Soul Radio, the podcast, interviews, charts, news, and so much more. Hosted by DJ Smooth D. So come on and join us. Come on, D. Take it away. Hey, y'all. DJ Smooth D here. Hope all is well. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast, WUNK Southern Soul Radio. I appreciate it so much. We are back and better than ever. Unfortunately, for a long hiatus, the podcast was down, unfortunately, but I appreciate you so much for listening, loving and enjoying the podcast and so much more. We're back and better than ever. We're going to do some things that have, in my opinion, never been done, but we're going to try to inform, empower, and allow you to listen to one of the hottest genres right now in music. We call it Southern Soul. Some folks call it Soul Blues. Some folks call it Blues. There's a very small group of folks that call it country music because it's country. It is no longer regional. It is no longer local. It is global. So I appreciate you listening, family. Well, anyway, just want to say, first of all, WUNK Southern Soul Radio, brief history, brief synopsis. If you have not heard of the station, go back and listen to the previous podcast that we did create. It is an independent radio station that is over the internet only. Been on the internet for about 10 years, part of a group of folks, the two-man wrecking crew, me and DJ Unique. Unfortunately, she did pass away 2 years ago due to some unforeseen illnesses. Appreciate you listening, loving, and enjoying the station. The station is platformed on a lot of different networks, of course, TuneIn Radio, CX Radio, and, of course, Shoutcast. You can also go and listen to the podcast on some of your favorite podcast locations like iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and of course, the infamous Spotify. So if you can't find it, you can go to anywhere where your podcasts are platformed. So anyway, back to the story. Well, roughly about 10 years ago, the station was created out of two smaller stations. Both stations were part of the podcast network called Speaker. We had great interviews, great guests, great people that were, making the station happen. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is the podcast that is going to be great. It's going to be informative. It's going to be a lot of news, a lot of charts, a lot of different stuff, and I'll also talk about some of the guests, some of the interviews that we'll be having, some of the people that will be coming out and speaking on the podcast. So we're going to do it big. Hopefully it will be coming soon. If not, you'll hear my voice and hear my voice all the time. So of course, it'll also be giving you the opportunity to.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Learn about the music, how the music operates, how it worked, how it came into its infancy. And this is a disclaimer real quick. The opinions that I state on this particular show are only opinions of me and reputable sources. You can also go to these particular websites and also look up the music and the artists themselves. I'm a very, very high, I guess I'm a high person when it comes to artists being recognized and being, what's the word I want to say? Being looked at highly. Of course, you are aware we have many different artists, male, female groups, duos, and many different other types of music. This music is a conglomerate or a hodgepodge of different musics. It is a little bit of R&B, it's a little bit of soul, it's a little bit of blues. I always coined the phrase Southern Soul as a mix of Mississippi Delta music along with Texas blues and, of course, your favorite R&B hits. The likes of some of the artists that we'll be spotlighting and talking about are the likes of P2K, the likes of King George, Tucker, and just a lot of different artists. And then we'll also be speaking on the old school as well. The old school is very important. It's the foundation for Southern Soul. People the likes of Johnny Taylor, Tyrone Davis, Lattimore, the great artist Mel Waiters. We'll talk a lot about him. And of course, family, those that have never listened to the station or listened to the podcast, we hope you join us. We hope you continue to join us. This is just a quick snippet. You'll hear more in the coming days and weeks. Also, we'll talk about the top 20, which is our charts, different places to get the music from, DJs. We're just going to talk about Southern Soul as a whole community. Little backstory on me. I am a internet DJ. I've been on the air for about 10 years. Of course, WUNK, Southern Soul Radio. And of course, before then, my favorite show ever, the Mr. Southern Soul Radio Show. It was a dream that has never went away. So shouts out to all the artists. Shouts out to all the people that I met. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Shouts out to all the new artists. And like I said, we're just going to talk a lot. We're just going to, this is not a music-based program. Unfortunately, if you'd like to go get the music or go hear the music, one of the best outlets to get it from is Spotify. There's Spotify. There's also Apple Music. There is Amazon Music. There's also a place called CD Baby. It's pretty reputable. There's also Disco Kid. Disco Kid is another outlet for independent artists. They sell their music there. They also get, you also have an opportunity to listen to the music. So I'm always stating this, and you'll hear this all the time throughout the podcast. I support the artists. I also give artists breaks. I have broken a lot of music. A lot of people say breaking music is not something to be proud of, but I'm very proud of it. Like I said before, very proud of the break of music when it comes to Southern Soul. I was a very fortunate DJ back in 2009. I latched on to and started talking to and networking with some of the biggest, I call them music distributors in Southern Soul, but they give the digital copies out to the DJs, club DJs, mobile DJs, and radio DJs to allow the music to grow and to be played. Quick story, you probably heard it on some of the other podcasts, but if you haven't, great. Jenny Weber, she still distributes music. She distributed me my first pieces of music along with DJ Unique. She gave us King Fred, Donnell Sullivan, and a young man which he is one of the best now, by the name of Lomax. She said, go play this. I've gotten an opportunity to meet and greet quite a few of the artists. So I'm not saying I'm a subject matter expert, but I know a little bit about Southern Soul. So this is how I actually work my podcast. It's a little different. I do give, one thing that I'm going to definitely do for you guys is to help you to find the music, to hear the music. I'm also going to shameless plug, the radio station. It is a opportunity for you to hear the music. If you've never heard the music or you're curious about the music, come join us on the station. The station is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from coast to coast and around the world. You'll hear that constantly as well. There's also other stations that do play the music over the internet. Please support the stations. That is our biggest outlet for music. Everyone thinks that YouTube is where it's at, but I'm one of the old school. I'm an OG. I believe radio station play is more important than the internet in terms of radio station music. YouTube's great. Don't get me wrong. It's an important integral part for a lot of artists, but I believe that we still need that music rotating, that DJ talking, and that interaction with the fans. And this particular thing is something that we can, as a whole, we can just make the music great. Right now, the music is very hot, thanks to some of the outlets on social media. Good example, the song U-Turn. U-Turn is one of the hottest songs in Southern Soul right now. It is by P2K along with King George. It has, I saw the last count a few weeks ago, 5 million views on YouTube. That's 5 million times the song is played. People really enjoy the song because it is a great song for a lot of different reasons. Now, that's something else that we're going to have a whole podcast about, is the infectiousness of these songs. Songs like Friday by Sir Charles Jones, and songs like Hole in the Wall by Mel Waiters. And mind you, these songs, all of this music comes out of three things, unfortunately: alcohol, women, and the club. I mean, that's where a lot of the songs come out of. I was very fortunate at the time, back in the year 1999, that I was bitten by the bug of Southern Soul. I knew it was Southern Soul Blues before then, but it wasn't like I was paying attention to it. And after 1999, I really started paying attention to it. It's a amazing music. It is a music of community. You go to a blues show, which that's what we call it, blues concert, blues show, and you see 8 to 80. You see people as young as 15, 16 years old that already have learned about the music. And mind you, the reason why I said it's community, because a lot of times where you get the music from is from your parents. It's like any other type of music. A lot of people like rap music. They like hip hop music. They may like classical music. They may like jazz music. A lot of people like Southern Soul. Now, it's no longer, as I said, it's no longer local. It's global. We've had the likes of a lot of different artists to leave the U.S. and go take the music across the pond. A few years back, Vic Allen, he was in Switzerland. Nelly Travis was in, I believe she was in Spain. Bobby Rush is not Southern Soul per se, but he is part of the arm of Southern Soul, because he's a traditional blues artist. He, ends up all over the globe every single year. And he's also a Grammy nominated Grammy-winning blues artist. He's won a Grammy. I think he's won two. But anyway, don't quote me on it. But that's what I want to employ to you guys as we bring this podcast back. It may say WUNK Southern Soul Radio, but we're going to talk about different types of music, different topics in music, different opinions in music. And we can agree to disagree. That's just the way it's going to, you know, going to ride for us. So as I said, join us. We are back. I don't know. The hiatus was a lot of different things. It was, some of it was personal, some of it was equipment, some of it was just a lot of different things. So I want you guys to join me, and we're going to have a lot of fun with this particular podcast. But anyway, of course, I promised you news. I promised you some bits of information, some things to actually, you know, stimulate your brain and, you know, say, hey, well, this is some serious stuff. I get my sources from a particular, and you'll hear from, as we're, you know, discussing the news, my sources are normally people that I look up to. We have, in the Southern Soul community, we have a young man. His name is Daddy B. Daddy B. Nice. And he has been in the news and chart business ever since I can remember with Southern Soul myself, when we all started. This guy has probably, I'm not going to say guy, this particular reporter, he gives us news. He has a top 40 chart. You'll also hear from the charts from the likes of the Urban Influencer, which is a group of, DJs and artists, and, well, not necessarily artists, but more DJs and podcasters and people that are influencers when it comes to Southern Soul ads and the chart toppers for that particular week. So mind you, these are artists that you can actually go and get. This music exists. You probably hear it on the radio, or you probably hear it on the internet. But I encourage you guys, if you really like the songs, I encourage you to go to Apple Music or iTunes, or your favorite streaming platform. Let's stream it. Let's support this music. Let's get the music out there. Also, you can also request a lot of this music on your favorite radio station, because the R&B station, R&B soul stations, the urban stations, even the hip hop stations play Southern Soul from time to time. It's a dream of mine that I hope one day I can see it myself, is to see Southern Soul on a level of the Grammys. It is coming, mind you. It won't be, I don't think it will be a genre of its own. I think it will be part of blues, because blues and soul are kind of the foundation for those particular this particular genre. Because if you listen to the music really close, you'll hear the blue. I call it the blues E. There is a blues E. You hear the blues E. You hear the riffs and the guitars and the keys. You hear that the Johnny Taylor sound. You hear that Bobby Rush sound. You hear the sounds that you are accustomed to when it comes to the likes of Robert Johnson and Johnny Shine and Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters and all those folks. You hear that sound inside of this particular music. You have to have an ear for it. Mind you, a lot of people call it country. They call it, a lot of people don't like it, mind you, because of the sound of it, because of the lyrical content. But as I tell people, compare it to rap, compare it to hip hop. Hip hop is just as bad, mind you, based on the lyrical content and everybody has their own favorite music. Mind you, everybody's music tastes are different. Some people don't have music tastes. Some people do. But anyway, and this is for, let me see if I've got something updated. I don't have anything updated right now. Well, of course, you are aware. One of the artists that we talk about quite a bit is the is the likes of let me see, what was I thinking about now? Okay, I'm sorry. Anyway, we talk about the likes of one of the artists that I've been supporting for a number of years, and I know him. The likes of some of the Southern Soul artists. His name is J-Wan. J-Wan has had a string of just great music probably for the last 3 to 5 years. Longer than that, actually. But his single that brought him into prominence was I Got This Record, and it has been played and played and played and played in different markets, different outlets, different stations, all over the country and pretty much all over the world. It is so heard so regularly. It's another song that actually birthed out of social media. But anyway, great guy. He's got new music from, he has coined a group, or he has formed a group called The Foundation, which is a group of artists that he is grooming to be kind of, in my opinion, one of the next big groups. So shouts out to him. He's got new music out. And also Stan Mosley, you'll hear his name in a lot of circles as well. He's got new music, which is already out. His 11th studio album is out on a label called Dial Tone Records out of Austin, Texas. Stan Mosley, great guy. He had Man Up and some other tracks that were just awesome songs. There's also coming soon, which a lot of people are, these names are very prominent in Southern Soul. They're calling the, it's a compilation, a producer compilation called the Untouchables, which is a great group of, it's a great group of producers like, Slack, which he produced a lot of Jeter Jones and a lot of different artists. Big Yayo, which he's produced a lot for himself. Tony T, which Tony, you'll hear Tony T's name. He's one of the prominent producers as well. Some other folks, they'll be producing an album, and this album will have a compilation of new music produced exclusively by these guys. They're great guys. Yayo especially, he's a great guy. All of them are good producers. They produce the gamut of Southern Soul. Give you an example, you always say you have producers that are of this particular genre. Slack is one of them. You'll hear his name many times. Slack actually came out of the R&B realm. He produced quite a few songs for H-Town and for some other artists. Another producer that a lot of people are not aware of is a cat by the name of D Ford. He produces a lot for Omar Cunningham. There's Highway Heavy. He does a lot of production for Pokey Bear and Tyree Neal and Cold Drink. Yes, there is an artist. His name is Cold Drink. But these names will become synonymous with this particular podcast because you'll hear the names being called a lot. you'll learn the artist. And hopefully we can have some interviews with the artist, hopefully, to discuss a lot of things that are going on with Southern Soul. But overall, I just wanted to bring on and bring about some bits of things that we will be doing. Of course, you are aware as well. There's also a young man by the name of Magic One. He's also got a new album coming called, it's actually out. I haven't heard the entire album, but the songs that I've heard off of it, he was a protege of TK Soul. I am not aware of what happened. You know, they broke ties a few years ago, and he went on his own, which it's nothing wrong with that, as I said before. You'll find creative differences when it comes to a lot of the artists that are working with bigger artists in any genre of music. So you have to keep in mind, sometimes you do hear people start out as a protege, or they start out as a attached to a bigger artist, and they part and go their separate ways for various reasons. You know, it can be a lot of different things. It's not always money. A lot of times it can be for other things. But anyway, also in the news portion, of course, this is big news as well. The legendary Mr. William Bell, Trying to Love Too, Mr. William Bell. I Forgot to Be Your Lover, Mr. William Bell. He is also still, he's still making great music. He has a new single from the album coming called One Step Closer to Home. It's Let's Making Love Great Again. Okay, on coin the phrase of, you know, the guy. Anyway, so yeah, so many different artists, many different things going on, and I'll give you more. The main thing I want to say to you guys is, I want this to be something that is important to you. So, hit the follow button. I don't say subscribe. Come and join me. We're also going to try a artist spotlight. We're going to try to, you know, spotlight some artists. I've got a lot of things in the works right now, and I got to get a little agenda and things like that going, for it. But definitely I want you guys to join me. And when you join me from any platform. Of course, we all have the infamous smartphones, Android, iPhone, whoever. So take it along with you, plug your headphones in, and maybe take a listen during a ride on the train, or take a listen during your ride into work, or whatever you're doing. Of course, thanks to, also, I just wanted to say it and didn't mean for it to slip my mind, but thanks to the guys over at Age of Radio, ageofradio.org, Jeremy and all the crew over there. I know I hadn't been on the air, Jeremy, in quite a while, so shameless plug. But anyway, I want you guys to also head over there, ageofradio.org. Head over there, and you'll enjoy some of the other content that's available. But I definitely want you guys to join me on the on your favorite platform for news, views, the state of Southern Soul, music, just all things Southern Soul, blues, and R&B. I've even got in the works right now, we're going to move to the R&B side, and we're going to discuss what was great music in the 90s. What was the great groups of the 90s. Just a lot of different stuff. I want you to just be ready. I'm going to be a little bit more consistent when it comes to these episodes, because I'm pretty bad at it right now, but I'm going to get better. I promise you that. So look out for them. And let's let's enjoy this Southern soul together. Thank you so much for listening, loving, and enjoying this station, the podcast, and all things WUNK. Again, shouts out to the Queen, DJ Unique. May you rest in peace, baby. We love you so much. Shouts out to all of the artists. Shouts out to all the DJs, all the influencers. And one big shout out is to the fans. You guys would not be missed. It wouldn't be missed if we didn't say thank you to you guys, because you make all this drive. So thank you so much for listening. See you on the other side. Again, this is the WUNK Southern Soul Radio, the podcast with DJ Smooth D. Thank you for listening.